What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another, I repeat, episode of Beyond the Numbers. Today, as always, I am Ben, and this is my partner, Will.
Yep.
So, today we're going to be doing what we've been doing. We're going to be talking about sports and primarily about football. Probably delve into some baseball at the end, talk about a couple of quick updates. But really, I want to get into football, and I want to introduce a brief little episode segment to kind of segue us into this. It's called, Is It Time to Worry? So basically, this is me going to ask Will, is it time to worry about standings for teams? Is it time for them to call their season a wrap? So we're going to get into it, and I'm going to start us off. So if we're looking at, and I'm looking at teams that aren't necessarily like winless teams, although, you know, might be sometimes, but I'm going to start off with the Arizona Cardinals. We're going into week six. Sir, is it time for them to worry about their year?
Most certainly. Kyler Murray is definitely not it. And he's kind of showing that, you know, he got a little bit of age on him, a little bit of fatigue. I'd start worrying if I was the Cardinals. I mean, the Cardinals just dropped to the Titans last week.
Exactly.
That's inexcusable. The Titans are complete trash this year, and they just dropped it. So,
I absolutely agree. They are not doing well offensively. They're struggling to put points on the board. And they have week six against the Colts, who are undoubtedly one of the best offensive and defensive teams in the league. So they're very well-rounded. What we've seen them do this past week was just a work of art. By the end of the first half, they felt comfortable, but it was the second half. They just started looking like they were just on spring vacation. I don't think the Cardinals are going to do anything against them, especially being on the road. Their defense is just not good. they've got some injuries that aren't helping them right now. Zay Jones, Kyler Murray.
They don't have a running back at all. I think they're down to the third string on running backs.
Yeah, they're not in a good spot. The only way that they're going to turn this season around, I think, honestly, is if obviously, I could say if Kyler Murray performs better, but for what it's worth, he's doing moderately okay. But with the running back situation, they're tough. Marvin Harrison Jr. is definitely pulling some weight as a receiver. However, Kyler Murray is the rushing leader for their team. Benson, you know, he's right there behind him, but he hasn't even found the end zone yet. DeMercado had a rather terrible performance. I don't think we need to get too much into that one, but he had a pretty bad outing. In the receiving world, I mean, they got Trey McBride and Marvin Harrison. They're both doing really, really well. Everybody else has, to give you a scope of this, the Marvin Harrison has 20 catches for 306 yards and two touchdowns. Trey McBride has 29 for 275 yards and one touchdown. So the second closest in targets is Benson with 13 and only 64 yards. He also happens to be the closest to the two of them pretty much in average. Higgins is the only one. I'm sorry, he has 13 for 64. Higgins has 6 for 65. There's not a lot going on there. So I don't see their offense finding any momentum at this point. They are struggling. And at this point, with the amount of fumbles that they've lost, they've had four fumbles, they've lost three. And, you know, of course, we can't leave out the fact that even though Kyler Murray hasn't been the worst, he by no means has done the best. He has got three interceptions on the season as well. Part of that
Kyler Murray is not it.
So I only think it's time.
Yeah, he's just not it, and it's not a shot against him. I think he's been doing what he can. but he's not. He's a little bit fatigued. He's a little bit down. He's a little bit out. The Cardinals need to shape up. That's it.
I agree with you. You know, he's been sacked 16 times, so he's been on the ground a lot. He's took a lot of hits. The Colts are a team that can turn a lot of good, defensive pressure into sacks. They get a lot of them. They can definitely get a quarterback having to move. And while Kyler Murray somewhat can do that, he does not do that to the level that, you know, he would need to survive the Colts pressure. And with the secondary that the Colts have, that's it's going to be hard. So most certainly, I'm in agreement for a 2-3 record. Honestly, I think the season will slide down from here. Another loss, I think, would really hurt them. So that was my first team I really wanted to get into. Another team I really wanted to talk about was the Dallas Cowboys. Is it time for them to worry?
For the Cowboys, I wouldn't say so. Only because they're still showing a lot of potential, regardless of, you know, the one loss that they actually took. I mean, the two losses that they actually took. Even though the losses that they took were pretty much inexcusable, in my opinion.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, losing to the Bears is not okay as the Cowboys. You see what I'm saying? So, me personally, I don't think that they should worry, but they should definitely make sure that they keep it tight and right the way that they're doing it now. Dak Prescott has 1,300 yards on the season already. Jameson Williams has 5 tutties. George Pickens has 5 tutties. I don't think that there's a real problem in Dallas right now. I just think that they're not, you know, they have cooling off periods. And they can't cool off at all. Dak Prescott has a point to prove, and he's going to have to prove it this year. So, with that being said, no, they don't need to worry, but they definitely need to make sure that they keep it all the way solid through this season. They have a nice, easy win with the Panthers coming up. There should be no reason why that game is close. But with Bryce Young, like I said, he's a real sleeper out there. I think the Panthers always have a shot. But in reality, we both know the Cowboys should dominate.
Okay, yeah. Can't say I'm entirely against that idea. However, I don't know that I would throw them in the panic bucket, but I certainly think they should be a little worried. They're in a division that is competitive, excluding the Giants. And I don't think it's because the Giants aren't competitive. I think it's just because right now they're being led offensively by two rookies. So there is some issues there. And it isn't like they can bring Russell back out and expect any major changes. They got Tracy back running the ball. So I don't know that he's necessarily going to reclaim his starting spot. But on the same side, I don't think he's going to necessarily lose a lot of touches either. I think it'll be more of a split backfield to keep Scadaboo healthy. As best they can, considering his style of play. But the one concern that I think really truly is for the Cowboys, outside of their competitive division right now, is their defense. Their defense has not created a lot of turnovers. They've only gotten one interception this year. Their pressure on quarterbacks is not terrible, but it's not good either. They're ranked 21st with sacks. So they're not necessarily getting a ton of sacks. They've only got 10 on the year. And going into week 6 for Dallas, you would expect them to be a little bit higher. So that is more reasoning as to why they're not creating turnovers. Micah Parsons was a huge reason they created those turnovers. They are still good. They can stop the run. Injuries are not helping them going up against the Panthers. Which Davian Clowney limited in practice right now. So was Trevon Diggs. Obviously, you got CeeDee Lamb who didn't participate. Jonathan Mingo didn't. You know, honestly, it's kind of scary. I think they have probably the longest injury list in the league right now, I think. Whereas the Panthers don't have a lot. Now, Chuba Hubbard is a DNP as well right now. Jalen Coker, of course. They have some, you know, defensive guys out. But we're not looking at the Panthers to win this game necessarily. I think the Cowboys should dominate this incredibly rough defense. Admittedly, yeah, they have 4 interceptions compared to 1 for Dallas, but they are almost the very last team in the league in sacks. They do not get pressure. Their only real strength is running the ball. Rico Dowdle had a phenomenal game last week. I'm not going to take that from him. It'll be kind of a reunion matchup for them as well because, you know, the Cowboys already have Micah Parsons. Now they get Rico Dowdle. He was the running back last year. So I think they should worry because they're at this point in their division and within the NFC where things could go south very quickly if things go. The Commanders can keep winning, and definitely the Eagles keep winning. The Cowboys are going to be competing to try to get in the wild card at this point. I mean, obviously it's early, but we're about a fourth of the way through or closer to a third of the way through the season now. We're into the point where you have to really start shaping up. Last week, you know, yes, it was a good game from Dallas, but I'm not going to necessarily sit here and say that I think that it's reflective entirely because they've struggled to get things moving. And it's not necessarily Dak. They have a good offense. It's just their defense. I mean, again, we can go back to their tie with Green Bay. They put up 40 points, but so did Green Bay. It's coming off of a game against Cleveland and then going into Dallas and having that performance is crazy. So I do think they should worry. I'm not going to say that they should worry compared to some of these other teams, but most certainly they should be raising some there should be some red flags going up for them.
I'm only saying that they still have a chance. They still have the shot. Sure. They have the talent and the star power, even without CD. I think they're fine. But
I think
– yeah, go ahead, sir.
I think you might be right. But again, it's not their offense that's the question. They can't fix their defense because their defense from game one has struggled. So their defense is their problem. That's where the red flag is. Your offense may perform really well, but if your defense can't stop other offenses of hardly any level, or you struggle to, even if you get a win, it's going to add up. Because, yes, defenses may not be the one that wins the game necessarily, in the sense that unless they get like a pick six or a fumble or something like that, or a safety, whatever, on those rare situations, sure. But realistically, defenses don't win games by themselves. Offenses can perform enough to win a game if their defense gives up scores every drive. It's just whoever has the ball more. And in this particular situation, you're looking at Dallas, who no matter what, in overtime, was still unable to perform enough to get past Green Bay. They've won, they've lost, and they've tied. I just think that their defense is where their problem is. It's not their offense. You throw CD back out there, cool. Dak continues to do what he does, and they put up good points. But if the defense fails and it continues to struggle, better teams will take advantage of that. And honestly, if the Eagles beat them in their next matchup when they play again, that right there almost guarantees, unless the Eagles bottom out in the rest of the year and in their division, pretty much guarantees that the Cowboys are not getting getting into winning the division. So I think it just starts from that perspective.
Yeah, we'll see how the Cowboys start faring out. It's not gonna be like a Super Bowl year for them, of course. But I think they actually got something to them this year, and I might just be eating my own words. So,
okay, yeah. All right. One of the other teams I'm looking at now. I think when I bring this team up, I'm bringing this team up maybe more because of what they've been able to do so many years, and that's the Chiefs. They're 2-3 on the year. Is it time for Kansas City to worry?
No, no, they still have the exact same pieces. Maybe a couple of them fell off, but they still have the exact same pieces that carried them to three different Super Bowls, sir.
Okay.
They haven't lost anything. The only thing that they have that they've lost in my eyes is steam. They've lost that drive. Okay.
Well,
but let's be clear. They still have it, regardless of whatever. Even if they miss the playoffs, if they whatever, they still have all of those pieces to be great. So unless something happens, no.
Well, when I'm asking if it's time to worry, I'm thinking more from their postseason hopes, their aspirations for a Super Bowl again. That's what I'm going for. I'm not necessarily saying that it's time for them to worry about their team. I don't think that it's necessarily bad. Granted, I think some situations are going to change. I think Kelsey's going to be out of the league here soon. I would imagine this will be his last year. If not, maybe next year would be about it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I do believe that the reality of it is you're right. The team that the Chiefs are under Patrick Mahomes don't have to worry necessarily in the immediate longevity. But I do believe that they need to worry this year. They lost a game to the Jaguars that wasn't – I'm not knocking the Jaguars entirely, but, sir, there was some serious mistakes that the Chiefs made, both offensively and defensively. A pick six for 99 yards, making it the longest touchdown of the year so far. Okay. They couldn't wrap Trevor Lawrence up when he got tripped over his own guy, and they let him into the end zone after he fell. After getting tripped, he gets up, he falls again, and then he gets into the end zone. That the thing about it, though, is it's not just that. The entire game, Mahomes didn't look like he was altogether there, like in the sense that he wasn't – like he was frustrated. I think he's frustrated because they were going into that game at 2-2. That's something Mahomes really, honestly, I don't think he knows what to do with. And now they're sitting at 2-3 getting ready to take on the Lions in a very – for them, a very important win. To drop to 2-4 is not good. It doesn't mean they can't turn around and win, but – if they lose many more games, their chances start to dwindle that they're going to get into the playoffs. And obviously, seeding for them is going to be a thing. And when you look at the team as a whole right now, yes, they have pieces, but do they have the right amount of pieces that can stay healthy through the year? Their offensive line continues to struggle. And I think they do need to worry. I think that they need to worry a lot because the next couple of weeks – are going to be the telling tale. And the reality of it is their offense and their defense is top 10. In all the main categories that I talk about, they are top 10 in every one of them. Yet they are 2-3 on the year because this is not classic Mahomes. He isn't getting the ball back for 60 seconds and just going crazy. They're committing penalties. They're having bad turnovers. They look like a normal team. They don't look like the titan of a team that they have been. They are clearly struggling, and I think that it's going to come down to Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes getting everybody on the same page offensively and then defensively, I think maybe a little bit too, and saying, hey, we're producing, but we're not producing and then turning around and winning games. When you're the 10th ranked team in the league in points per game, you would think that they would have had maybe one loss at this point. Maybe two, but not being 2-3. And when you're going up against the Lions, who are an absolute menace.
They're bullies. I love them.
They are. And both teams are evenly matched. There's not anything here. In fact, they actually outrank Kansas City quite a bit in every category, and the only one that they're behind on is passing yards, but you're talking 11th versus 9th. Everything else, they're better than by quite a bit better than Kansas City. So while one game doesn't mean a lot, but for Patrick Mahomes and that Chiefs team that has – they've had adversity, but for a season like this, people start to question. And for this season, yes, that reasoning is I believe they should worry.
Well, I'm going to say that I disagree with you on that Jaguars game. I don't think that was the Chiefs' loss. I think them Jaguars just started unlocking something else. Because once when I was watching it, the Chiefs looked locked in. They were still doing everything that we're used to them doing. What we didn't know is that the Jaguars had that in them. I think that's what killed them out. I don't think that anybody saw the Jaguars having that in them, regardless of how sloppy it looked. That W was pretty.
It was.
It was a pretty W.
Record this year is far more than I anticipated. In fact, to me, they are a legitimate contender for that division. They have made
that very clear with this Eagles. I'm sorry. I'm looking at tonight's game. They made it very clear with that Chiefs win last week. That was impeccable. That was some real stuff to see. And I don't think the Chiefs saw that coming out of them. I think they started getting a little lax towards the end of that game. And that's exactly what cost them the W. Because when I went back and watched, like, all of those things transpire, Trevor Lawrence had no reason to be moving that ball down the field the way that he did to get that scoring drive. Regardless of however you want to put it down or flip it, he wasn't supposed to get that. He only got it because the Chiefs let up. And you can't let up.
Okay. I'm not opposed to that. Okay. Just a couple more teams I want to touch on real quick, and then we can move along to whatever you would like, whether that's football more or baseball. There's a couple of teams that I'm obviously we should worry that should be worried. The Giants, critical. The Jets, they just need to give up because now they are winless. The Baltimore Ravens, I feel like I could ask, do they need to worry? But we know they do.
Yes, their entire starting lineup is injured. Yes, y'all need to worry.
Exactly. The Titans and the Raiders at this point, they're both 1-4 this week. Is just basically to see who's going to get a second win. I doubt the Titans do it. They could. Who cares? Neither team have much standing at this point in their divisions, let alone for the playoff run. The Saints got themselves a dub. Good for them. They're a team that should be worried. The Bengals are a team that I would ask, but honestly, I think the only reason they should be really worried about anything is when maybe Joe Burrow comes back. If he comes back and they have enough wins to make a push. As of right now, there's nothing to worry about because their season is pretty much on the edge of falling apart, unless Joe Flacco comes in and just somehow does what he does for a few games and then turns it around. There's three other teams I want to just bring up that I actually have the question for you on. First, should Green Bay worry?
Green Bay, no, because they definitely have a lot of the performance aspect that they need. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but oh well.
Okay.
They definitely have enough of the talent.
Yeah. Goodness.
So I'm not gonna down Green Bay because they, like I said, they've had some impeccable wins over the past few weeks as well. But I will say that Green Bay has a falling off point that they're about to approach. Last year it was around this time. Think about week 7, week 8. There was a falling off point.
They started, with the injuries and stuff. Yeah.
They started cooling down and they started taking major L's. So yeah. I'm not going to say they have to worry right now, but by about week 7, week 8, they need to start praying that they don't go through the same things that they do.
So my thoughts on Green Bay is we are, like you said, I couldn't really say it better myself, I think. Honestly, they are at that point where they are going to have to make sure, coming in off this bye week, they're going to have to make sure that they are ready. They got the Bengals, kind of a warm-up, honestly. I'm not going to say that the Bengals couldn't win because it could happen. But the Packers have a bit of an easier game easing back in after the bye week. We need to stay healthy. We come out, we get a win, make sure we still have our footing coming in after that tie against Dallas. So I do think we need to worry because we haven't completely, truly solidified our offense. I love what we have. We have speedy, fast guys that can get down the field. Romeo Doubs is a threat anywhere he goes on any route he runs. He makes some great catches. Our defense is looking fairly good. Although I will admit, I feel like Micah Parsons, while he is a dominant factor in some ways, I do think he's underperforming. But that's not entirely because it isn't somewhat, I think, schemed that way. The way he is used really is about freeing him or Gary up on the other side. So it's not just about him. So I like our team. And as a Green Bay fan, I would love to say, no, I'm not worried at all. But with the way our record sits right now, I will admit I am a tad bit concerned because coming into the bye week, we had some issues we really needed to work on. But our offense is not my main concern. It's if our defense can continue to produce what it has been and stay healthy. But I think this game will tell us a lot. So I'm curious, and I think you're right about week 7, week 8. You know, I think we'll find out what that's going to look like. The last two I have for you, which probably honestly, makes sense, but should the Commanders be worried? Yes, they have a 3-2 record, but should they be worried?
The Commanders are a tricky team. Yep. I don't like this question. Specifically because they are so much of a handful to deal with. Yeah, they are all young. The whole team's young, pretty much. They're all ready for a good W streak. But I don't think that. Ooh, I hate that you asked me that shit.
It's tough.
It's real tough because you can't really call for the Commanders. You see what I'm saying? Like I said, their coach is still getting in the groove. Jaden Daniels still getting in his groove, even though last year the Commanders had a nice little run in my eyes. They just didn't do enough to get to the big show.
Yep.
And I think that was just because they ran into the Lions. If I'm not mistaken, they ran into the Lions, and the Lions were just
– They did.
Oh, my gosh. Like I said, the Lions are bullies. So let me go ahead and say that no, I want to say no, that they don't need to worry. I think they just need to feel some stuff out. I think as a lineup, everybody just needs to do their part right now just to keep the team going. And eventually they're going to find that stride where nobody can stop.
I think
I like the Commanders, and I like the way that they do business. So I'm going to say that if they find that stride, if everybody plays their role, No worries.
Okay. I'm kind of mixed on this. The Commander's record is surprising considering they're very strange as a team. They are between the injuries, the constant changes they've had at the beginning of the year, they've not found their footing. Some of these guys that were supposed to come in there and make a huge difference have been hurt or they've been limited. Their defense is a major problem. Their secondary is terrible. They give up plays that they should not be giving up. And unfortunately, even though they're going up against the Bears, who offensively rank in the bottom fourth of the league, pretty much in every category, they are a team that has managed to get some wins. And I think this win will be important for Washington, not for their record, but for where they are at, especially if they have some more of these guys that are still out that don't come back for this. McLaurin being out isn't helpful. Noah Brown, John Bates, Debo. So I am a little concerned about them and the way their season's going, especially with just how they have to get this turned around. Because while they have the key pieces, I don't believe that they necessarily have enough of the key pieces to make a run like they did last year. Their running game has a lot of work to do. Even though it's done okay, it has a lot of work to do to get in to help push them. It can't be on Jaden Daniels. So I'm somewhat with you on the struggle, especially with their record being a winning record at the moment. However, I think we're going to find out real fast if they are going to they're going to bottom out like I kind of expect they're going to do, unfortunately. And they're in one, again, incredibly tough division. Outside of the Giants, they have the Cowboys and the Eagles. And the Eagles are nasty this year. They're just mean. So last team I'm going to ask you about, and then we can move on and kind of wrap things up in a little bit, is the Texans. I know we've kind of talked about a lot of interdivisional teams here, but again, the records are where it comes from and how they've produced. Texans are on a bye week this week, so we're not comparing what their game is, although next week they've got Seattle, so I guess that does bear some weight. But at 2-3, with the performances that they've had, is it time for Houston to worry?
See, another tricky team. Because first off, if Houston wasn't dealing with all the injuries that they were dealing with, CJ Stroud would be having another year like he did last year and the year before that. Plain and simple. Okay. I don't think that they would be going through half of this stuff without injuries. CJ Stroud just doesn't have a lot of people to go through and go to. You see what I'm saying? So if we were to say worry, no, they shouldn't worry because they still have, once again, just like Kansas City, they have all of their pieces. All of their pieces are still there. They're just not available for them right now. So as soon as all of those pieces come back, I think they're going to be completely and totally fine. I don't think they have anything to worry about right now. Right now they need to worry about making sure that they can stay up afloat until they get their pieces back. But I don't think they have anything per se to worry about. Dominant win over the Ravens, even though that's not too much to say. They pretty much beat a college football team. But regardless, they still have somebody that they can look to. They still have something that they can look forward to as we go through these next few weeks. Once again, not a team that I see making the playoffs, but also I don't think that they need to, be scared that their team is going downhill because, they were actually on a nice little run last year until Tank Dell got injured.
They were.
So, yeah. And that was like without literally Tank Dell.
They definitely struggled offensively compared.
And if you watch that game, literally it was like the you could see the wind get taken out of the sails of everybody on the field. Like the entire Texans lineup,
yeah.
Watching him getting carted off and all of that, you could tell like they were defeated. And it was over that one guy. Yeah. I'm not saying that he was like the complete game changer, but he kind of was. He was one of, I guess, if you think about the morale in the locker room, I think that he was one of those people that kept everybody going because they slowed down a lot last year after they lost Tank Dell.
They did. He was a surprise turn up, honestly. And then the injury just ended that. So I'm in agreement with you. I do think the Texans need to worry because they are in a division right now that is not theirs to win. So they do need to worry. They need to secure some divisional wins if they want to have an argument, if there's going to be an argument made for them to do anything. But I think they have a lot of young pieces in their team. And Nick Chubb is still running. He's still healthy. Shout out to them for that. Something Cleveland could never keep him healthy with. They just ran him into the ground. So that's all I've got on this little segment of should they be worried? So
I like this segment, sir. I think we should expand it a little bit next time.
Absolutely.
Of course, especially, we only have a little bit of time today, but we should definitely expand it next time.
Oh, absolutely. And we can definitely get into other sports with this. So everybody, like, for real, these are things that we're trying to come up with. We want your feedback and we want you guys to give us other suggestions. But yes, obviously there are shows and podcasts and they have similar stuff. But at the end of the day, like, this is the content that we want to bring to you guys because we want to start that conversation. Like, this is our opinion. What's yours?
Definitely. So, and make sure that you're leaving us the reviews. Make sure that you're leaving us the comments. We want to hear what you guys think specifically, because we will switch this up and make it more accommodation. Make it more accommodable for everybody. So with that being said, I'm going to move on into the MLB just a little bit. And honestly, I don't even want to move on into the MLB. I just want to say, the Yankees lose. Yes, sir. I called it. The Yankees are up out of there.
Yep.
The only team that actually could give the Dodgers a run for their money other than the Mariners. And if the Mariners aren't careful, they're about to lose it too. But the Yankees got up out of there 5-2 to the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays really just spanked them the entire series. They got that one win yesterday on Tuesday to push the series forward. But unlike everybody else, of course, you know me, Ben, I was not impressed at all with that Yankees win. I knew they were gonna lose the next one, and that's exactly what they did. The Yankees do not have what it takes to actually be where they're at as stature-wise. Aaron Judge is not that impressive to me. I get it. And literally exactly what I said last time. Aaron Judge hit one home run in that win game. One home run. And it was not the game-changing home run. It's not what gave them the lead at all. It tied it, but it didn't give them the home run. It didn't give them the lead. Chisholm got that. But the only thing I saw was Aaron Judge everywhere. Judge, playoff Judge is in effect, y'all. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. No, he's not. Did y'all forget what he did last season in the playoffs? He did absolutely bupkis. Nothing. And they lost. They made it to the World Series, but they lost in phenomenal fashion. The only reason that they actually got another game is because the Dodgers wanted to win at home. And they knew if they let the Yankees take that one game, cool, we can take the next one. And it's going to be at home, and we win the World Series at our hometown. That's exactly what happened. Yep. Other than that, the Yankees would have been out of their way sooner. So with that being said,
I'm in agreement.
I can't stand the hype around the Yankees, and they need to fix it. They need to, with the best hitters in the MLB. We're not talking about slouches here. It's not like we're talking about the Astros, who have half of a lineup good or half a lineup bad. We're talking about the Yankees, whose entire lineup is capable of doing amazing things on the ball. And they have not done anything, sir. And I called it. Anybody that had the Yankees, I feel sorry for you. Being a Yankees fan sucks. Go Dodgers.
Indeed. All righty, sir. Well, I don't think we really have much else to get into on it right now. There's still a lot of other games that are going to be done, series to be won. So,
yeah, I'll go over the series again when we finish them all up. This by Saturday, we should know exactly who's in – who's where.
Yep.
So that's when we'll go over that.
All righty, sir. Well, do you have anything else?
Not at all. Make sure y'all like it.
All right. Again, welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Numbers. Thank you for listening. And as always, I am Ben, and this is Will. See you next time.
Peace.